time. What about the number of nodes that are being taken from these patients? At the top here, we've looked at the number of nodes at the first operation, divided them up into patients who had sentinel lymph node biopsy and patients who have had clearance or sampling at the first operation. You can see that for the sentinel lymph node biopsy patients, the majority of them have got less than four. We've got a few with 5 to 9 and a very small proportion there at greater than 10, which one would suggest that the operation hasn't been classified correctly. What you can do then is look again at after the final operation, and you can see that we've got an increase at the top here in the number with 10 plus, and these are presumably the ones that have a positive sentinel lymph node biopsy, where people have gone back in to do clearance. And these are very much the set of patients that we've been discussing earlier on. What do you do with these? And I think we really do need to now have a look at whether these are micromets, whether they were. We haven't got that information at the moment, but clearly it would be good to try and find that out to see exactly what to do with this box here.